Earners, what's up? Look, I want to talk to you about something that's been a real game changer for us and our business, ShipStation. If you're running an online store, you know how crucial it is to get your orders out quickly and efficiently, but it can also be one of the biggest headaches. That's where ShipStation comes in. With ShipStation, managing and shipping your orders is easier than ever. Whether you're selling on Amazon, Etsy, your own website, or all of the above, ShipStation funnels all your orders onto one simple interface that you can manage from anywhere, even your phone. ShipStation works with all major carriers, including UPS, FedEx, USPS, and more. You can easily compare rates and delivery times to find the best shipping option for you and your customers. Plus, you can automate almost any shipping task like creating shipping labels, tracking packages, and setting notifications for your customers. It's a huge time saver. For us, ShipStation has been a lifesaver. It's taken the stress out of shipping and fulfillment, allowing us to focus more on growing business. And the best part, it's incredibly affordable with options that fit any budget. So if you're ready to take your shipping game to the next level, head over to ShipStation.com and use the promo code EARN to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months of hassle-free, stress-free shipping for free. Remember, whether you're shipping a few packages a week or a few thousand, ShipStation makes it easy to manage it all. Go to ShipStation.com, click the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in EARN. ShipStation, make ship happen. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, quick question. How is your social battery doing right now? I'll be honest, mine is a bit on the low side. Maybe it's not setting enough boundaries or just a typical slowdown after our super hectic work schedule. It's so easy to overlook our social needs or overextend ourselves, isn't it? What's your ideal balance of socializing? And how do you recharge? Whether you find energy in crowds or need more time to yourself, understanding your social needs is crucial. I remember a time when I struggled to balance my social engagement with my personal downtime. Y'all know us, we're always outside. So what really helped me was learning to recognize my limits and prioritizing my well-being. I've heard plenty of my peers champion therapy as a great tool for gaining this kind of insight. It's not just for big life issues. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life by equipping you with the skills to manage your social energy effectively. So if you're considering therapy, why not check out BetterHelp? It's an entirely online service, making it incredibly convenient and adaptable to your lifestyle. Just start with a quick questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist. And if you feel the need to switch therapists for any reason, you can do so at any time without any extra cost. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait, don't hesitate, head over there now.
When you look at your district, is one of the wealthiest districts in America, but also has some of the poorest neighborhoods in America at the same time, right?
Same time.
You got Eden Wall projects. You got, you know, Scarsdale, right? You got Mount Vernon, and then you got Ardley, right? And it's actually a tale of America and how separate but so close within a couple of miles, you have some of the wealthiest places, and then you have the projects, right? And the wealthy people will never come to the projects, and the people in the projects probably will never be in the wealthy people's house ever, right? So talk about, and it's always these neighborhoods that are poor, Yonkers, South Yonkers, it's always Black people and Spanish people, Black and Latino people. They always permeate these neighborhoods. So talk about affordability, Black wealth creation, and what your agenda is to kind of bridge that.
Yeah, I want to start with the issue of affordable housing. So there's an affordable housing crisis across the country, and it's really manifested in Westchester County. We need about 80,000 units in the county. My opponent hasn't really done much about that, even though he's been county executive for a number of years. One of the challenges to providing truly affordable housing, so working class housing, or let's call it low income housing, right? Those who work full time, don't make much money, but need housing, need affordable housing at a rate, in terms of federal policy, 30% of salary, that's capped at 30% of salary towards housing. We just introduced a bill today that's capping, looking to cap rental costs at 20% of salary to go even lower. But what happens is places like Scarsdale, places like Rye, the wealthier areas, they don't allow affordable housing to be built in their communities. They only want a certain type of culture, and this is a quote from them, to live in those communities. They don't want buildings, even if they're small buildings. They don't want multifamilies. They want single family to maintain the culture that they have in those communities. But if we're going to really have affordable housing to meet the needs of everyone in the district, we should be building in those areas as well. So that's a key important point. Another point is the fact that the reason why we don't have more affordable housing is because the housing stock is low, and it's low by design from Wall Street to keep prices up. We believe housing is a fundamental human right. And if you pay taxes and you live in America, a wealthy nation, you should be able to have affordable, dignified housing. As you know, childcare also isn't affordable for the working class. Utilities are crazy. Food is crazy. Transportation, it's hard to, people are just working to survive right now. So there's a couple ways to handle that. One is making sure corporations and the wealthy pay their fair share. We're not saying take all their money in taxes, but they should be paying a little more so that we could build more affordable housing and deal with utilities and all of that. Right now, that's not happening. The other part of it, Black wealth building is not just about financial literacy. It's also about public investments in repairing the harms that have happened historically in America. And so reparations is about responding to redlining. Redlining is when our communities were isolated and devalued simply because they were Black. We need to now reinvest federal dollars in those areas to rebuild those areas and allow them to begin a bootstrapping system of building wealth within their own neighborhoods. The federal government has subsidized building white wealth since the beginning of America. It's never done that for Black people. So that needs to happen. That's what reparations is all about. And then finally, the issue of entrepreneurship is really, really key. But the issue of entrepreneurship around new ideas is really, really key as well. And so financial literacy is what we need and all of that, proper investments. But we need new ideas. We need to build and design new products and services that help, that America and the world needs to help us build wealth. Similar to this apparatus we're working on now, both the hardware and the software that we're using has built wealth for individuals and groups. We need to do the same thing as well. And to me, the pathway to that is technology. And because technology to me is still in its infant stage, it's still like a gold rush type of space. But this is why I advocate so much for STEM education in our schools, because we got brilliant kids. But we got to make sure they're thinking on an entrepreneurship level, not just a worker level.
I agree with you. I want to talk about a population that obviously is near and dear to all of us, that is kind of the crown jewel of most communities, and that's our women and our children. So you spoke about financial literacy. I know both you and I come from an educational background, but we don't talk about women's issues enough, whether that be, and I know from a general election, that's going to be a heavy topic, and from a local and state election, I'm assuming that it'll be just as important. So when we talk about reproductive rights, we talk about, you know, gender bias, we talk about maternity leave, all these issues, how are we combating that from the state level, from your perspective?
The state is doing pretty well with reproductive justice overall. You know, if a woman chooses to seek an abortion in our state, she has the pathway to do that without being criminalized or targeted or whatever. So reproductive rights in the state are pretty strong. Where we are not strong is maternal mortality. And what happens with maternal mortality overall and also maternal mortality with Black women. Like, Black women die of childbirth in New York State at a rate that's incredibly high. Like, the country, across the country, is very high, but in New York State, it's incredibly high. And that's a major problem, because we still have racism and racist practices within our healthcare system overall. The way Black women are treated, their so-called tolerance to pain, their relationships with OBGYNs, the lack of birth workers, the lack of midwives when Black women are seeking to have a child is a real problem. And then the overall medical field and the lack of bias and racial anti-racist training from doctors and nurses and OBGYNs is really critical to this. And so, you know, our healthcare system has a history of racism, from Henrietta Lacks to the Tuskegee experiment, to the sterilization of Black and brown women in our country. There's a horrible history with the healthcare system. And there still is now, which is why a lot of us don't even seek healthcare, right? And so, the state has to do way more in terms of anti-racist training and funding to deal with the issue of infant mortality, maternal mortality, and maternal morbidity. That's a big issue.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.